you had time for all these hobbies, in addition to volunteering, but then you're also known, I know in the community, as a gourmet cook.
Yes, I love to cook. That's one of my favorite things. I love to travel. I used to travel 3 to 4 months of every year. And it was a wonderful family time with me because my daughter and I traveled together for 5 years, and then my son began to travel with us.
Some memorable trips or countries you may have visited.
Well, I have over 800 days on Silver Sea cruise ship.
Oh.
So we don't have time for me to name those.
Was it mostly cruising?
Yes.
To other
well,
countries?
Yes, mostly cruising on several different cruise lines.
Yeah. How fun. So then you were having fun, but then there was a day that was not fun
yes.
for you. And that was in April of 1996. Can you tell us what happened about this plane crash?
Well, my husband was killed and I was severely burned.
1996. He was attempting to land, wasn't it, the plane at Expressway Air Park?
I'm not familiar with the details.
Okay, because they've just blacked out on you. You don't know the details. And he was trapped in the plane, and I'm sorry this is bothering you even now, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but you walked out. I read how these people came and saw this lady walk out. She had her purse over her shoulder, and you walked out of that accident. Pretty amazing. You think back on that much at all?
Yes, God spared my life. I'm also very grateful that I am an 11-year cancer survivor. So I have many, many blessings in my life. I have a wonderful family, and I have a wonderful God who has taken care of me.
And allowed you to continue to do all this volunteering. You had to say to yourself, there's got to be a reason I'm still alive, and we know the reason. So that had to be difficult. Did you have children at the time of the crash?
Yes.
And how old were they about?
My son was probably 30 and my daughter 25.
Okay. And so you had them to lean on and they had you as well.
We're very close. They both live in Tulsa. And I have 9 grandchildren.
Oh, what
pleasure. So I have been blessed.
Yes, 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 indeed. So then you had to jump into the business, didn't you?
Yes.
Williford Energy. Was that easy for you? Or?
Well, I went to the office every day for 10 years, and then I decided to work at home, and I have a full office here. I have an assistant who comes to my house, and we work at home.
Even today?
Yes.
You're working it?
Yes.
At your age of 85?
Yes.
Still work it?
Yes.
Right. Had you been close to the business all along?
No, no.
And so it was like cold turkey, as we say, for you to jump in.
Well, I was bedridden with burns for 3 months, and I educated myself.
But then I suppose there were other executives in the company that
yes,
helped you?
I have wonderful people, and they have very long duration, and they are very, very competent. And in today's world, with computers, you can be in touch wherever you are.
Right, right. My, oh my, oh my. I don't know if you can even talk about, there you were in bed 3 months recovering, and that shows you how, and those who listen, what a strong person you are to come through that. And you probably thought about that, and if I can get through all that, I can get through anything in life.
That's right.
Right, because that would be probably the worst thing you faced, plus cancer.
Yes.
On top of that. So that's an amazing story right there, believe me. Then you kind of got yourself up and running. Did you find it difficult as you then were able to come to the office and be the executive of the company, weren't you?
No, I didn't find it difficult. They were all very, very loving and caring people.
Well, I think I was going to lead to the difficulty being a female heading up an oil company and dealing with mostly males.
I've been there all my life. You know, I served as a director of One Oak for 5 years, and it's difficult to find a woman with knowledge in their area. And so I very much enjoy serving as a director of One Oak.
Wow. Any word to those who are females who are in the business world that you can say to them?
Yes, you will always be judged by your brains.
Okay, very good. More so than men, you think?
No.
Are they asking more of women?
No.
And so down through the years then, the oil business has had its ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
but Williford has survived it all.
Yes.
Have you explored and did you explore in new territory?
Oh, yes.
I've named, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma. Are you mostly in Oklahoma now?
Yes.
Right. Are you in other states?
Yes.
Right. And you're continuing new exploration, I suppose.
No.
No.
No more drilling.
That's it.
We're producing now.
Okay. All right. What about the fracking issue? How did that affect you?
Well, it's very beneficial because you're able to recover fossil fuels that were not obtainable through other methods.
Yeah. What's the most difficult part of your business?
The land department, because I probably have 100 changes each month, because when people pass away or they get divorced or for whatever reason they want to change their interest, there's a lot of complication with the land department.
Okay. So did your company have many dry holes, as they say?
Oh, you bet, babe. but not too many. You have a 75% chance it will be a dry hole, a 25% chance of production.
Why be in the business?
Well, I don't go to the casinos, and I said I'm not a gambler. And my friends say, Molly, you gamble every day in the oil business. But I have some knowledge in that area.
Yeah. I didn't realize the percentage was that low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I come from a farming background, and those farmers gamble, too. With the weather, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And right now up in North Dakota, there's a drought. And my cousin is probably lucky if he gets 50% of his crop.
Mm.
But then it bounces back, and as it did mm-hmm. for the oil business. As a matter of fact, North Dakota is big in oil right now, as you
mm-hmm.
know.